is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, September 19th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, how New Jersey cops plan to avoid search warrants. Then, was the vote for Scottish independence rigged? And a nosy neighbor calls the cops for kids playing outside. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You people are smoking your own dope, believing your own propaganda. You're out of control.
While the world watched intently, waiting to see if Scotland would indeed vote for its independence. But by a very narrow margin, Scotland voted to remain a part of the UK. And already we are hearing calls and accusations of vote rigging. This one first is by the head of Russia's election observation body. He sensationally accused the British government in Westminster of rigging the Scottish independence vote, asserting that there were more yes votes than no votes. And this is despite the no campaign claiming victory. And he said that those on the UK side that were campaigning for a no vote resorted to every violation imaginable. Now, as we were all watching, no doubt Westminster propaganda played a great part in the Scots voting to remain in the UK, but there were also many threats being doled out by the central banks. They were threatening to raise the interest rate, which, of course, you have a lot of Scots who are saddled under extreme mortgage debt already. So even a 1% increase in the interest rate was enough to shock people into deciding to remain there with the UK. But despite a 10% margin of victory for the no campaign in the Scottish referendum, some supporters of the yes camp are pointing to videos which they claim show evidence of vote rigging. Now, in one of these videos, we can see stacks of what are supposed to be no votes, but they actually show yes votes sitting there in that stack. And then in another video, they purportedly show a vote counter moving votes from the yes pile into the no pile. And then another video appears to show a vote counter filling out ballots. Now, these videos aren't proof, of course, but in an instant like this where we have a historic vote for independence waiting to take place, slaves voting to break free from Queenie's clutch, well, in the words of Stalin, he says, those who cast the votes decide nothing. It is those who count the votes who decide everything. So it remains to be seen if they will get a recount, as a lot of people there are calling for. Now, in other voting news, both the House and Senate have voted to go along with Obama's plan to arm and train moderate Syrian rebels. Now, the president thanked Congress for the speed and seriousness with which they approached this issue. Democrats are saying that we should expect a broad debate after the midterm elections, and that they're saying that legislation needs to be approved to place broad constraints on how the U.S. military can carry out their operation and to set specific deadlines for the mission's end. Now, current authorization is set to expire December 11th of this year, so it remains to be seen just how much this administration is going to do in the meantime. We have a few months of basic freedom for them to conduct airstrikes and the like. But while we are repeatedly being told by the Department of Homeland Security that ISIS is no threat to us here directly in America and at our border, Democratic Rep. Tim Bishop has another warning. He warned during a recent speech that up to 40 radicalized U.S. citizens who have already left and fought alongside the Islamic State have returned to the United States, where they could pose a terrorist threat. These people, according to Bishop, are currently under surveillance by the FBI. Now, Bishop said during the speech, it is believed that there have been up to 100 U.S. citizens who have left our country to go join up with ISIS. So Bishop is saying there are 40 people currently in the United States who could potentially pose a terrorist threat. They're under FBI surveillance. Would that be the same type of surveillance that the Tsarnaev brothers were under? You'll recall the FBI was looking into them for a few years prior to deciding that they weren't a threat. And then, of course, they went on to carry out the Boston Marathon bombings, allegedly as a lone wolf. So why not round up these alleged ISIS fighters? Isn't that what the NDAA is for? Or is that just for people like you and me? Now, we've seen the FBI blunder these things in the past. So here, if they don't go ahead and round them up, I'm just going to assume that they are setting it up for a false flag terror attack on the United States. You heard it here first. Now, instead of the FBI keeping watch on these guys, why not send one of these nanny state nosy see something, say something neighbors? They are so good at catching moms who dare let their children play outside. We've been seeing these stories repeatedly, and here is another one. This one mother has been visited by police and CPS on multiple occasions after her neighbor brought her son safely home while he was playing outside alone for 10 minutes. The boy was playing at a bench that the mom could see from her front door. Now, mom Carrie Ann Roy asked, baffled, "You brought him home from playing outside?" And she said that the neighbor smiled condescendingly and explained that he was outside and he was alone and she was returning him safely to stay inside with an adult. Now, within the week, Roy was called by Child Protection Services, who interviewed her and her entire family, asking questions about whether the 12-year-old had indulged in drugs or alcohol or if her 8-year-old had ever watched a movie that showed private parts. Now, when Roy asked the child services investigator how to avoid another similar incident in the future, she was told, "You just don't let them play outside." Now, who are these people? What kind of neighborhood are we living in? What kind of world, what kind of an America are we building when children cannot even play outside and neighbors are more concerned about this kind of parenting than they are about the fact that ISIS is now actively in the United States? Now, a proposed ordinance in Montville, New Jersey, could give police broad powers, including entering private homes without a warrant, if they so much suspect that underage drinking is taking place there. Now, police officers under the ordinance could search homes with probable cause and without a warrant if they suspect any underage drinking. And one resident said that she's not in favor of the police just coming into the homes because there are children that do make mistakes on various occasions. And that's more of a parent responsibility rather than a police responsibility. But this lady sounds like a terrorist because she must not know that kids belong to the state. Now, the proposal has some people questioning just how far police should be allowed to go. But one aspect of the plan does appeal to them. They say while teens caught drinking face criminal charges under state law, officers under the Montville proposal could choose to let underage drinkers face lesser penalties. So they're basically saying, give away your freedoms and we may decide to try you on a lesser charge. But this ordinance, which imposes fines of up to $350, is very vague. And some are saying that eventually cops are just going to search homes on hunches, which, of course, could lead to a downward spiral. Where do you go from there? But what else could be the outcome of a no-knock raid? Well, we've seen stories before where cops are entering homes on a no-knock raid and the residents are shooting at the cops because they feel like their home is being intruded upon and people are frightened. What do we do in that instance? Well, Ja'Kari Jackson has more.
Imagine this scenario. It's about 5:30 in the morning and you hear the rustling of a window. Maybe you pick up a firearm and you walk through your dark house to investigate. You turn the corner and what do you find? Multiple armed men climbing in through said window. You open fire on the men, hitting three, killing one. And then you find out that despite these criminal tactics, these are in fact police officers, and now you, the homeowner, are facing a murder charge. Such is the case of Marvin Guy of Texas. Police entered the home looking for drugs. They did find drug paraphernalia, but not the drugs that they were looking for. What about the case of Ryan Frederick of Virginia? A police informant had burglarized his home, and then when told law enforcement that he had witnessed a growing operation of marijuana, the police raided the home, but Frederick, logically thinking that the burglar had returned, opened fire on a man he saw kicking in his front door. It happened to be a police officer, and now Frederick is facing 10 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. The police did recover some marijuana, but it turns out that Frederick isn't exactly the Rick Ross or Scarface of Mary Jane. But common sense does sometimes prevail, such as in the case of Henry Goldrich of Texas. Texas sheriffs busted into his house with a no-knock raid at the end of 2013, but Goldrich, thinking that logically a burglar was coming into his home, opened fire on the sheriffs, killing one of them. The murder charge was eventually dropped, but Goldrich still had to contend with drug and weapons allegations. The shock and awe tactic of the no-knock raid is self-defeating in my personal opinion. Why can't we go back to the old days where an officer would come knock on the door at a decent hour, maybe another officer out back in case the suspect took off, instead of riding around in these black war wagons giving the police a false sense of security? They find out the hard way that all it takes is a few well-placed shots to evade all that body armor. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Coming up, a mystery illness has plagued young girls in Colombia. Could it be linked to the Gardasil vaccine? And then DARPA is working on technology that will allow you to self-heal, much like Wolverine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
A mystery illness has plagued young girls in Colombia, and authorities there are saying that the Gardasil vaccine is to blame. Now, first, the girls describe first their hands and feet feel cold, then they go pale and cannot move. Some convulse and fall to the floor. Dozens of teenagers have experienced similar symptoms. Some have even lost consciousness. A 15-year-old reports that they vaccinated her in May. She started fainting in August. She said, "My legs became heavy and I couldn't feel my hands anymore. When I woke up, I was in the hospital." Now, according to hospital officials, about 370 minors have checked into the facility, and there was also one boy among them. Now, U.S. drug giant Merck, which makes the Gardasil vaccine, said it was confident in the safety profile of its product, but they assure you that they're going to continue following this situation closely. That's what they always say. They're going to continue to follow this situation. How many women have to fall ill or become paralyzed or infertile or die until Merck and other drug makers will be held accountable and they will take this HPV vaccine off the market? When is the balance there? How many girls have to die to see that this is not, it's causing more ill than it's actually helping? Now, we have reported how a vaccination campaign has been used in places like Colombia and elsewhere to curb population growth and thereby making a lot of the women infertile. But in the latest scheme that's designed to implement a world government, the banksters are now aligning themselves behind the climate change agenda. So this is their new thing. This is a cartel of globalist banks, and they produced a report on the need for economic collaboration to help nations adapt and avert the impact of climate change. Now, this report calls for Agenda 21-style sustainable development policies to combat disputed anthropogenic climate change. This includes dense cities. Now, carbonists argue that dense cities are designed for efficiency, and they offer one of the most promising paths to sustainability. Other promising paths include control of water allocation and distribution, outlawing private transportation in favor of eco-conscious transportation modes or not allowing you to drive, and restricting individual use of nature to protect biodiversity. So in short, smart growth and biodiversity are about eliminating private property and the rights of the individual, and sustainability is more about the sustaining of the global elite and creating an authoritarian globalist apparatchik to control the lives of billions of people. Now, I really recommend that you go to the Alex Jones channel there on YouTube and watch the extended report by Alex Jones. It's called Agenda 21 Equals Death. Educate yourself, watch and share that report. It is up on our YouTube channel. Now, Natural Society is reporting that GMO grass is coming to the market. Now, this is a huge threat to those who rely on grass-fed beef as a source of healthy, properly raised meats. You can always avoid animals that are fed on GM grain. Well, now cattle is going to be forced to indulge in genetically modified grass. The Scotts Miracle-Gro company has announced that they're going to conduct field trials at the homes of Scotts employees. Now, what's more, they can do so without any government oversight because there are no laws that prohibit or limit the planting of GMO grass. Scotts is Monsanto's exclusive agent for the marketing and distribution of Consumer Roundup. Of course they are. So they're really going to sell this on, ooh, you're going to have beautiful green grass, and never point out the dangers of the fact that cattle are going to be fed this genetically modified version of grass. Now, there is a petition linked within that article. It is up at Infowars.com. But there, that petition will take you to companies to ask them to boycott this GM grass, as well as you can request for your grocery store to only carry certified GMO-free grass-fed beef. So is anyone else totally sick and tired of biotech giants trying to infiltrate every single agricultural market on the planet? Now, here is some new transhumanism that we can maybe all look forward to. I don't really know. If you've been jealous of Wolverine's power to self-heal, well, never fear, because DARPA wants to help ordinary people with this power as well. This is a new military-sponsored program. It aims to develop a tiny device that can be implanted in the body, where it will use electrical impulses to monitor the body's organs and healing these crucial parts when they become infected or injured. Now, according to DARPA, the program could reduce dependence on pharmaceutical drugs and offer a new way to treat illnesses. It could also lead to the development of implants that help treat brain and mental health disorders, such as epilepsy, traumatic brain injury, and depression. Now, of course, with this press release, it all sounds very interesting. And of course, I would love to have the ability to self-heal, but we all know that DARPA and the Pentagon are not actively working against the interests of Big Pharma to give us all the ability to not need pharmaceuticals and the like. So I'm definitely going to have to say that there's a little bit more to this story than this tiny little Wolverine-like implant. Now, I know that David Knight has raised this point many times in the past. He's always saying, watch out for these self-driving cars, because you never know, is it going to have to make the decision to kill you in order to save a family? Well, now it has been confirmed through tests. Robots with morals, they're meant to save lives, they often make deadly decisions. And this is in a somewhat alarming experiment at Bristol's University of the West of England. It used robots who were programmed to be aware of their surroundings and a separate program which instructed robots to save lives where possible. Now, despite having the time to save one out of two humans from the experiment's hole, the robot failed to do so more than half the time. And in the final experiment, the robot only saved 16 out of 33 times. Now, this robot was programmed to save humans wherever possible, and all was fine until they introduced a third human robot to the equation. Now, the choice had to be made of which human to save first. And this caused the initial robot to hesitate, kept changing its mind, and this caused both of the human robots to fall into the experiment's hole and die. Now, the scientist there in charge said it was a bit unexpected. There was clearly time to save at least one robot, but it just left them half the time. It just stood there and failed to rescue either one, whereas there was clearly time to save at least one. So, same as in the case of self-driving cars, if the car is programmed to save the maximum amount of lives, it's very possible that it could make the decision to drive you off of the cliff in order to save the family of four coming up in the car next to you that maybe in your own human driving skills you could have avoided, but it doesn't matter because the computer made the decision for you because that's how it programmed. So obviously there are still a few more kinks to work out before we see the full-on rise of the robots. But have we gone too far? Now, I just included this last story in our rundown tonight because I just thought it was so bizarre. A pet goldfish had surgery to remove a life-threatening tumor from his head. This is 10-year-old goldfish George, and he was having trouble eating and moving around, and he was even getting bullied by other fish. So his family elected to have surgery on the beloved fish. Now, in order to knock out the fish during surgery, the doctors set up three buckets, one with an initial dose of anesthetic in the water, another with the anesthetic given to keep the fish asleep throughout the surgery, and then there was a third bucket with clean water where the fish would recover. During surgery, a tube ran from the middle bucket into the goldfish's mouth, and that anesthetic-filled water ran over George's gills while Rich removed the tumor. And it was a very big tumor, and George the goldfish had to get four stitches. And they said after being placed into the recovery bucket, he was injected with pain medicine and antibiotics, but soon afterwards he took a couple of breaths on his own and started swimming around. What? This is a goldfish. How does this even happen? This is the family's beloved pet. I get it. But they just did brain tumor surgery on a goldfish. I've seen it all. Oh, doctor said the surgery went swimmingly. Now, coming up, we've got an in-depth report from John Bowne. You are not going to want to miss it.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
It has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Washington Times reports the Air Force has dumped "So Help Me God" from its oath as a result of an unidentified atheist airman defending his right of freedom of religion. I can only agree with the unknown airman's stance for his own beliefs. However, the death of morality appears to be gaining a transformative foothold on the minds and spirit of a country founded by men who espoused warnings about straying too far into the dark woods filled with power-mad and unethical leaders. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. John Adams. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. Samuel Adams. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Benjamin Franklin. Without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Our marriage rate has descended to lows not seen since the Roaring Twenties. Our children are bombarded with perversion, not just on television, but in their schools. Two sides of the same Bible that unknown airman renounces are set to clash in Oklahoma, as Satanists have sold out the Oklahoma City Civic Center for their blasphemous mockery of the Catholic Mass. As harmless as that may seem, ritualistic pedophilia has seeped into the highest levels of government for decades.
The Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a callboy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year.
Take a look at this, for instance. The National Security Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the very secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Others also worked on actual military installations, including Edwards Air Force Base in California and also the California-based Naval Air Warfare Center.
Whether it's the Presidio daycare scandal.
This is the Temple of Set. The temple is the only international satanic religious institution fully recognized by the United States government.
Indeed, the Army does officially recognize Satanism as a legitimate religion. Here, charges surface connecting ritual child abuse at the Presidio Daycare Center to the devil cult.
It was here, parents and others alleged, that as many as 60 young children were ritualistically abused by soldiers of Satan.
What actually was done to the kids?
Oral copulation, sodomy, defecation, they were urinated on.
The continuing DynCorp operations.
Here's how they explained it. That DynCorp workers had, quote, hired a teenage boy to perform a tribal dance at a company farewell party. No, that's not what happened. They hired a boy to do the tribal practice of having sex with him.
The most abnormal and unethical people are running the whole show. So to that unknown airman out there in Nevada and what remains of American ethics for your children and your future, from Christian author C.S. Lewis. We regard God as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, that's it for this Friday edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. If you're watching us on YouTube, head on over to PrisonPlanet.tv and become a subscriber. You can have instant access to the Alex Jones Show, as well as all of our special reports, the rants, the ebooks. There's about 18 years of content, a lot of which is not even on the internet. You can't find it anywhere but Prison Planet TV. And as always, you can share your username and password with 11 people at the same time, and you support this operation. Thanks for joining the show tonight. We'll see you Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now, today, the ISIS group, IS, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call these guys, government fund, terrorists, whatever, have come out with the full-length version of The Flames of War. Now, just the other day, we gave you a small preview of the trailer that was released. Well, today, they released a 55-minute version of this propaganda tool used to help recruit young, impressionable Muslim minds all around the world to come help and join in this jihad, this caliphate across the world where they are threatening to behead, kill, and murder thousands of people as they try to transform the globe into a caliphate. And it's also another propaganda tool to get these young soldiers, Marines, airmen, and sailors to get their hearts back into the fight, to want to actually deploy, go to Iraq, go to Syria, go to wherever, Africa, and take these guys on. So this is a very, very big propaganda tool on both sides of the spectrum. You know, just a couple of days ago, John McCain came out and was furious at Rand Paul because he said, you don't know ISIS, you don't know these guys, you don't go to Syria and hang out with them. I mean, come on, it's right here in your face. These guys made a full-length movie. We'll have the link to it at the end of the video. But this is just going to be the intro to it. And there's a couple interesting parts. They show the famous part that we all know about when Bush comes out on that destroyer and says, mission accomplished. You know, we won our battle in Iraq, basically. And then Obama comes out and says, hey, you know, we're done with Iraq. We've won. We're pulling our troops out. We're finished. And then each time they stamp over, they go, lie, lie. So this is a huge tool to get these young guys amped up, get the soldiers on our side amped up to go into war, because that's how we make money. We get these contractors to come in and we start making millions of dollars, still in oil. The more we're in a fight, the more money we make.
In the face of the dark wave of the Crusader Force, the historical Land of Two Rivers bore life to a mission that would transform the political landscape of the world. A mission that would herald a return to the Khilafah and revive the creed of Tawheed. It was the establishment of the Islamic State, nourished by the blood of the truthful Mujahideen, to unite the Ummah on one call, one banner, one leader. Thus, the war between Iman and Kufr was ignited. You are with us or against us, Bush and Sandler.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They thought they had won.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
They lied. The flames were only beginning to intensify. Obama then claimed it was over.
Iraq's future will be in the hands of its people. America's war in Iraq will be over.
They lied. By the grace of Allah, the Islamic State expanded into the land of Sham.
بالسيف جمع الطغام ونمحو عن الكون لين الظلام فيبزغ في الكون فجر جديد فيبزغ في الكون فجر جديد صواريمنا في عدى قاطعات وأفعالنا في الواصفعات.
The ravenous flame continued spreading, roaring in hunger for the fuel of Nusayri blood. The flames in Iraq, meanwhile, continued their crawl, growing stronger, leaving the Americans in bewilderment, pondering what strategy to adopt in fighting the Islamic State. The reply from the White House was deceitful, as Obama was forced to respond to the rapid rise of the Islamic State.
To stop the advance on our bill, I directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys should they move toward the city. And so even as we support Iraqis as they take the fight to these terrorists, American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq.
They lied, for in reality, the fighting had just begun.
كذبوا الآن الآن جاء القتال الآن جاء القتال فالآن الآن جاء القتال وإننا منصورون إن شاء الله سواء أخرجتم أم لم تخرجوا فإن انتصارنا باستمرارنا ولئن خرجتم لتعودن عما قريب ولئن عجزتم عن العودة فلنأتينكم من شتى البقاع.
ويمضي على النهج حتى الممات بتوحيد ربي وسيف رشيد بتوحيد ربي وسيف رشيد.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller Come and Take It t-shirts. And look at that. Women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.